Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Hunter from the Woods by Robert R. McCammon. Narrated by Terence Aselford. With performances by Thomas Keegan, Tracy Lynn Oliveira, Evan Casey, Christopher Sheeran, David Coyne, Bradley Smith, Michael John Casey, Dylan Lynch, Joe Brack, Danny Gavigan, Alyssa Wilmoth, Ken Jackson, Nanette Savard, Scott McCormick, Daniel Sontag, James Konacek, Mort Shelby, Tim Pabone, Christopher Graybill, Richard Rowan, Dexter Hamlet, and Colleen Delaney. The Great White Way. They travel by night, along the roads that cut through massive fields of wheat and sunflowers as high as a man's head. Beneath the silent stars and the watchful moon, the caravan of horse-drawn wagons and gypsy trailers. They go until the circus master, the white-bearded Gromelko, decides to pull his leading wagon to a halt at the center point of two or more rustic towns. There, Gromelko uses his hooked nose to smell the summer wind.
This is our home for tonight.
The wagons and the trailers form a small village of their own. Torches are lighted and placed on poles. The main tent goes up first, then the smaller tents, and the canvas signs announcing the attractions. One of the signs says how many coins are needed for entry, or how many chickens. The work animals are kept in a corral. The show animals, one young mule that can count up to 20, two aged snow-white horses, and a bandy-legged zebra, all sleepy and dusty from their trip, are herded into a green tent to eat their hay and await their moments. The black leopard with one eye is kept in its own cage because it has been known to bite the hand that feeds it. The wolf, too, is kept caged apart because the wildness can't be whipped out of it. The ancient toothless bear lumbers around freely until it wants to return to its cage as protection from the leopard, the wolf, and mean little children who taunt it. Then there comes the birth of the Great White Way. This is Gromelko's huge pleasure in life, now that he's nearly 75 years old, and he can neither drink, smoke, nor screw. He stands watchful as ever, expectant of miracles, and it is somewhat miraculous that from the dirt and the sawdust rises within hours the village of the traveling circus. And then, miracle of miracles, there is an electric odor like a passing thunderstorm, and all the dozens of bulbs light up in simultaneous splendor along the midway's length. As long as someone pedals the stationary bicycle that powers the generator, the bulbs will glow. In the morning, the towns awaken and the farm work begins with its routine and drudgery. And then someone in the fields sees the tents. Not long after that, the wagons come through with the circus banners rippling on their sides. And in the backs of the wagons stand, or wobble if they've been early with their vodka, some of the star attractions. There are the cat-like Boldachenko sisters, Fana and Velika, who perform jaw-dropping feats of acrobatics and contortions atop a 40-foot pole. The Lady Tatiana, who with her daughter Zolly gallops the horses and the zebra at full speed around and around a terribly small big top. Yuri the Clown and his miniature clown doll, Luca, who always seems to get the better of his befuddled master. Arman the Handsome, who walks a wire in his black tuxedo and throws a paper rose to a lucky farmer's wife at every show. And Gavril the Fire Eater, from whose mouth flare ropes of flame and showers of sparks that whirl around the tent like the eyes of demons in the dark. And also to mention the stars of the Midway. For after the big show has ended, the audience is encouraged to walk in the glow along the Great White Way, to spend more coins or trade more chickens, to visit Ava the Bearded Lady, Motka, the man with skin.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?